Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 129.
How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. You know, another week has passed. We watched the Super Bowl. Life is good. And no news updates. My sweats, they're appropriately fitting now that I ran them through the wash once. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep them. I was a little paranoid at first, but maybe that's just because the rest of my, you know, pants are just so baggy that, you know, like normal size pants are just like, I'm like, oh my God, they're skin tight. But no, they're completely normal. And we're good on that regard. The date moves closer to when I'm going to be moving. So I am, you know, starting to envision on how I'm going to start packing all this stuff. I'm going to try to sell my couch because it's a terrible couch, quite frankly. And, you know, once I've moved to the new place, then I'm going to go searching for a new couch and, you know, hopefully I'll recoup like, you know, like 80% of the value of the couch that I bought. Cause you know, it's like 7 months old and
no,
extremely.
You bought it a year ago.
No, I didn't buy like instantly, did I? All right, maybe yeah. 10 months old.
Okay, whatever. It's not 7 months old. You didn't buy it.
All right, I don't know how to market it. I'll say it's a year old. Less than a year old. I'll say less than a year old.
Because barely used.
Yep, and it is barely
used. Has only been sat on by four different people ever.
Total, yeah. So yeah, it's a mint condition, quite frankly. but yeah. You know, just looking forward to the moving date. And how about you, Mary?
Yeah, like you said, we watched the Super Bowl. Braden came over and Brian came over and we had a charcuterie board making challenge. Yes. And so that was very fun. We just got a bunch of different ingredients and we each made our own charcuterie board. And then we ate off of each other's charcuterie boards. Overall, it was really fun and didn't really pay attention to the game at all and watched the ads. And just mm-hmm. talked and had a good time. So that yes. was basically the highlight. Because on Saturday, Brian and I went grocery shopping for the charcuterie board ingredients. We went to two stores. And like we only went to these stores to get charcuterie board ingredients. We'd already grocery shopped for the week. Mm-hmm. And gotten our grocery deliveries. So we were on a mission. We grocery shopped for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we wanted to have the perfect charcuterie board.
Everything and, that we got, Brian was like, this is going to blow Braden's mind.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Because did you know that they make olives and they put like ranch inside of it or something? That's crazy. It's like pre-made olives with ranch and stuffed with ranch. That's just
Well, Brian was like, oh, we can just tell Braden we hand stuffed these ourselves.
Yeah, right? I was trying to get away with that, but unfortunately... She noticed before I was able to pretend that I had done all that hard work. yeah. And then every time I saw a cheese, I'm like, oh, let's get that. And you're like, no, we already have four different types of cheese.
We ended up with five different types of cheese, but life hack, go to QFC and they have like cheeses under $5 with, which are just like parts of the cheese.
Yeah. So you're
instead
able
of like
to
a full block.
A
there's only like three of us, small party. So I was like, you don't need a full block of every cheese. So this is right. like smaller pieces of cheese.
Yeah, and that's a very good
So that's purchase. What we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that was my weekend. Didn't really do too many other things. But we're going to go over some Super Bowl ads that we enjoyed. So we each picked three. Brian, go ahead.
Okay. So mine vary in themes. First, I'm gonna give you the heartwarming one. So Toyota had a Paralympic swimmer. Named Jessica Long, and basically so she's a 13-time Paralympic gold medalist, and the theme was you know, there's hope and strength in all of us. I'm not sure exactly what this has to do with cars, but you know, sometimes companies have like a feel-good moment and they expect you to buy the car or think about the car. But anyways, it showed her like story growing up without legs and like how she, you know, was adopted.
Her adoption story
yeah, and then basically it translated to, you know, her basically becoming a champion. And that was
one of my favorites too.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I like that one.
Do you want to alternate, Mary, or do you want me to just say my,
go ahead. Ones?
Okay. There was, so Budweiser was not, a participant in Super Bowl ads, but Bud Light was, and you know, Bud Light usually has something going wrong in their commercial where Bud Light's not actually making it to, you know, where they're selling the Bud Light. So some hero has to step in. And in this time, they decided to, you know, if Avengers style, bring back all of the previous Bud Light, you know, spokespeople to save the beer and save the day. And usually they have the knight, you know, accidentally die at the end of each of these episodes or little commercials. And so, you know, like the Dilly Dilly Bud Knight, get it? So Bud Light, Bud Knight, was accidentally, I think he was pushed off like a ledge with a high five or something. So he's gone again. But that, I thought that was pretty funny because it made a play on previous Bud Light commercials.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. So I know we said three, but I got two.
That's
two
fine.
More. So there was another one, but it was another Bud Light ad, actually. And just for the record, I do not endorse Bud Light or not endorse Bud Light. I just like their ads, okay? yeah, so drink responsibly, people. anyways, so this was like the year of 2020. It showed like lemons falling from the sky.
Oh, yeah,
like it was like too. It was like an apocalyptic scene and like everyone's like dodging the lemons and it shows like cardboard cutouts at like baseball stadiums and, you know, like, you know, like it sees like the faces of the cardboard cutouts getting smashed in by the lemons, which actually is probably what happened to my cardboard cutout, jokes aside, because they said mine had been destroyed. but yeah, so, and it was like, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, and it usually it's make lemonade, but this is a lemon seltzer ad. So I thought that was pretty, pretty creative.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a Pringles ad where basically these astronauts had, you know, landed and they were waiting to be rescued. And unfortunately the rescue hadn't come. So they're stranded in the middle of the ocean and they saw like some sort of big boat, right? And it was passing by. They're like, oh, we're saved. But unfortunately all of the workers were too distracted to notice them because they were stacking, their Pringles chips on top of each other, which is, by the way, what I did for my charcuterie board. I stacked all my chips and it looked fancy, but they were stacking all their chips on top of each other and they did not notice the stranded astronauts. So that was tragic. what were your interesting ads, Mary, or the ones that you liked?
Well, I liked that Paralympic ad, the Toyota one that you'd mentioned. So I'm not going to go over that one again, but I did like Doritos ad with Matthew McConaughey. He was a 2D version of himself. Doritos 3D chip saved him from being sucked up by a Roomba and not being noticed in the world. Basically, they're just chips that are like thick, like puffy.
Right.
So I thought that one was pretty good. Let's see. I also enjoyed the Cheetos ad with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. How he was like, you know, did you eat these chips? And she's like, wasn't me. And she had like her fingers had Cheeto dust on them and her face, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Right, and then she's playing innocent.
Yeah, a unique one that I thought was fun. I actually didn't see this one as the game aired, but it's the Reddit ad. It was only 5 seconds long. You know, it starts off with some horses running, some cars, and then all of a sudden it cuts to the screen that says, "Wow, this actually worked. If you're reading this, it means our bet paid off. Big game spots are expensive, so we couldn't buy a full one, but we were inspired and decided to just spend our entire marketing budget on 5 seconds of airtime. One thing we learned about our communities last week is that underdogs can accomplish just about anything when they come together around a common idea. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the reason finance textbooks have to add a chapter on tendies. Maybe you'll help a Super Bowl owl thing. Teach the world about the majesty of owls. Maybe you'll even pause this 5 second ad. Powerful things happen when people rally around something they really care about. And there's a place for that. It's called Reddit. I just thought that was unique and clever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a unique ad and people, you know, took the time to, you know, even though it was like a 5 second ad, I guess, go actually back and pause to actually read it. So they probably got more than, you know, a couple of seconds of you know, attention span from their viewers. They got like however long they wanted to see.
I have to say though, I didn't see that one in person, like when we were watching the game, because it was pretty short. So probably
yeah,
was like,
I probably went to the bathroom or something like that.
Yeah. But I wanted to go over a few quick facts about the Super Bowl ads. This year they cost $5.5 million per 30-second spot, which is down slightly from $5.6 million per 30-second slot last year. In 2019, it was $5.3 and $5 million 2016, 17, and 18. And then back in 2002, it was only $2.2 million average. So I don't know if it's ever slightly gone down before like that, but kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some different companies that didn't participate this year included Coca-Cola, Avocados from Mexico, Budweiser, Hyundai, and Little Caesars. But people that did participate were Robinhood, Uber Eats, Amazon, Tide, and Cheetos.
Yep, so. Yep. Yeah, this was like the first time Budweiser decided not to. I think they had their parent company make an ad, so that sort of counts. But they themselves were not there.
So this year, 70 ads aired during the Super Bowl usually it ranges between 80 and 100. So yeah, just some fun facts. And now we're going to go into some weird news. And I love these stories. They're so funny.
Yes. Okay. So I'll get started. So this, I actually just saw this, today, and I'm like, you know what? I need to talk about this on the podcast. So the headline of this article is lawyer gets stuck in cat filter mode during a Zoom trial. So I guess, you know, during the pandemic, people were having trials through Zoom, which I never considered, but yeah, that would make sense. And basically what happens is they're all, you know, like they're all logging onto Zoom, getting ready to, you know, start their arguments or, you know, making their, you know, like first argument. And basically there's a cat filter that's covering the attorney whose name is Rod Ponton. And mm-hmm. basically the judge whose name is basically Judge Ferguson, he says, Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in your video sit-ins. and then he replied, and then the guy with the filter replied, can you hear me, judge? And he said, I can hear you. I think it's a filter. And he's like, I understand. I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to remove it, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. And then he added, I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Yeah. So it's like a cat filter, and it has, you know, it's detecting his eyes and his mouth. So, you know, his eyes are darting all over the screen, and he, you know, he kind of talking as a cat, and it was just really funny.
Yeah. And so eventually they took it off, but the case was actually involving a man that was trying to exit the United States with contraband and like contraband cash. So it was like a criminal trial. So this is just like some, you know, silly trial. It was like actually like a, you know, a criminal trial. So the fact that he showed up with like a little kitten over his face was, I found that pretty amusing.
And I'm sure that the Zoom call is being recorded because, you know, just gotta, yeah, it's just all very unfortunate and funny.
Very unfortunate.
My weird news story of the week that I read about is about this girl named Tessica Brown. She recently went viral on TikTok after she posted about accidentally using the company's Gorilla Glue spray to secure her hair. She decided to use Gorilla Glue to finish her ponytail because she ran out of hairspray. And this has tragically led to a month-long effort to undo the damage. She also posted a follow-up TikTok where she vigorously is rubbing shampoo in her hair and it's just stuck. And she is, you know, their TikTok shows her just rubbing so hard, trying to get her hair to move, get free of this Gorilla Glue. And she says, this is the life I have to live. And she went to the hospital. She also went to the hospital to seek help. Her family and friends have tried lots of other treatments, like soaking her head, and they haven't really seen anything that has helped so far. Gorilla Glue tweeted out a statement. We're aware of the situation and we're very sorry to hear about the unfortunate incident that Miss Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. This is a unique situation because this product is not indicated for use in or on hair as it is considered permanent. Our spray adhesive states in the warning label, do not swallow, do not get in eyes or skin or on clothing, or they should have to add on hair. Right. It is used for craft, home, auto, or office projects to mount things to surfaces such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric. We are glad to see in her recent video that Miss Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility and wish her the best.
Medical treatment. Oh my gosh. I could just imagine her walking out, you know, filling out the paperwork, like reason for hospital visit, you know, Gorilla glued all my hair together.
Yeah. So there's a GoFundMe campaign that she started herself on Sunday.
Okay.
She's collected over $10,000 so far.
Oh, wow.
Which has exceeded her goal of $1,500. And people online have been tweeting and contacting Gorilla Glue and asking them to do more for her.
Yeah.
You know, someone wrote, it's not your fault by any means, but I'm sure a little kindness can go a long way for her right now.
Oh, yeah, she's going to need, I wonder where she actually put the adhesive. If it's like at the end of like her hair.
No, she sprayed it all over her hair, like hairspray.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it's stuck to her scalp.
So you can't just get like a little haircut at the end.
No.
So it's like all over.
It's stuck to her scalp.
Yikes, that's going to take a while. That's going to take a while. Yeah, I got no words. That's just shocking.
So the only words you have to say is before you spray anything on your body or in your hair.
Read the
label. Read the freaking label.
Yeah, and read the directions.
She's been stuck in her hair for a month now, it sounds like.
Oh no.
Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. Now, Valentine's Day is this Sunday, and so we wanted to finish up this podcast with some Valentine's Day trivia questions. So I'm going to ask Brian some trivia questions, and he'll do his best to answer. So, Brian, are you ready?
I guess I'm ready. I really don't know anything, but let's see how much I know.
Okay. True or false, candy hearts were originally medical lozenges.
I'm going to say false. That sounds weird.
They're true.
Oh, wow.
According to the Greeks, how many different types of love exist?
Ah, I don't know the names, but I think there's three, right?
No, there's seven.
There's seven? What the heck? Mm-hmm. All right, I really was not expecting that. I was pretty confident with that three answer. All right, never mind. There's seven.
There's Eros, Philia, Ludus, Storge, Philotia, Pragma, and Agape.
Ah, wow. That's a lot. Know. Yeah, the more you know.
Do more women prefer candy or flowers for Valentine's Day?
Oh, man. I'm sure this really varies. And I'm sure this is like a poll taken.
Yeah, it was a poll taken.
Okay, because I'm sure there's no absolute truth to this, at least that I'm unaware of. Mm-hmm. I would probably say probably flowers.
According to the study, it was candy.
Ah, wow. Okay. See, I did not know that. I figured the answer was candy, but I was trying to be like, think a little bit more romantic. And that's what usually people do is throw flowers at people, hope for the best. But yeah, candy. I appreciate candy. So I guess that's a good answer.
Okay. True or false? Teachers receive more Valentines than anyone else.
Yeah, that's true. Kids are probably trying to get their grades up. You know, I don't blame them. So that sounds pretty true.
Yeah. If every kid's giving, you know, 25 to 30 students,
that's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah. What century was the first Valentine sent in?
The first Valentine. People have been. I have no idea. So I'm going to guess the 10th century. I don't know.
15th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was somewhere just a few far centuries down there. Off. Yeah. Okay. 5th century. 15th. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Around what year did Valentine's Day become commercialized in the United States?
Let's see. Probably 19. No. I'd say 1860.
Yeah, it says mid-1800s.
Oh my God, I'm so good. That was a complete guess. All right,
I'll take what it. State are the majority of red roses grown in?
California, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of agriculture. We're counting that as agriculture.
On average, how many wedding proposals happen on Valentine's Day every year?
Oh, that's tough to live up to, getting married on Valentine's Day. But let's see. Well, we're not in the millions, that's for sure. I'd probably say maybe, 5,000, maybe.
220,000.
220,000. Wow. Yep. Yeah, I should have guessed a little bit higher than 5,000, I guess. But wow, yeah, that's a lot of people getting married.
According to the card makers Hallmark, how many Valentine's cards are exchanged every year?
Is this counting e-cards?
I don't know.
You can just, CC everyone, everyone in those
everyone things. In your address book.
Yeah, I just send it to everyone. let's see. I don't know. I'd probably just say like a million.
A billion.
A billion. Wow. See, I guessed upwards because it's easier, but wow, a billion. Wow.
Okay, another Hallmark question. What year did Hallmark first start producing Valentine's Day cards?
Okay, let's see. Let me guess. 1960. No, earlier than that, probably. I'd say 1940.
1916.
Oh, okay. Well, I was at least guessing in the right direction. 1916. Wow. Yeah, I knew it was an older company, a century old. So probably would have been around that time.
What year was Valentine's Day declared?
What year? So probably 1921.
What?
I don't know. 1921, I'm guessing.
498.
Oh, 400, year 498, that's when it started? Oh, I thought you meant as a holiday in America. Gosh, Mary. Oh my God, no, it's so dumb. Okay, the year 400. Yeah, let's go with that. I'm switching my answer.
What is the formal Greek name for Cupid?
I should really know this. I really liked Greek mythology. Let me think. I know his Latin. It's Latin is Eros, or maybe that is Greek.
That's it.
I'll just say Eros.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Whew. Yes, most obscure question. I get it.
Who created the first Valentine's Day box of chocolates?
First Valentine's Day box of chocolates. Well, Valentine's Day officially started in year 400. I probably need some 400 box of chocolate maker. No, I don't. Okay. So I'll just say Hershey's.
It's Richard Cadbury.
Oh.
Cadbury chocolates?
No, I don't think I've tried Cadbury chocolates. Maybe I'll have to find some before Valentine's Day or on Valentine's Day, either way.
How many Valentine's Day conversation hearts are produced every year?
Oh, I hate those things. Those things taste so bad, Mary. I'd probably say 5 million.
No, 8 billion.
8 billion. I always underguess. 8 billion. Wow.
That's okay, after roses, what is the next most sought after flower for Valentine's Day?
Well, daisies are pretty, but I don't think that's like a love flower. Sunflowers, maybe? I don't know.
Iris.
The iris. Ah, okay. Because sunflowers are kind of big. I knew it wasn't a dandelion, that's for sure, because that just drifts away in the wind. And that really would be a good statement if your flower disappears after 30 seconds. Okay, the iris. All right, okay. That makes sense.
Did Valentine's Day cards in America first come from a woman or a man?
I would probably say a man, just because of the way things were back then, men were the ones that courted women.
Nope, that's my guess. It was from a woman named Esther Howland.
Good for you, Esther.
He was a student and she made cards.
Did she make it for her professor?
I don't know. Or a
teacher? Okay.
Doesn't say.
Okay.
How many people buy gifts for their pets for Valentine's Day?
That's cute. I don't think I bought a gift for my... No, maybe I did. Not recently, though. Let's see. This is total. So I'm going to go ahead and guess. 30 million.
No. 9 no? million.
Ah, the one time I guess up. Oh my gosh. Okay. 9 million. 9 million people. Good for them giving their pets something special.
Well, that's just the pet industry. Just, you know, any chance
getting to them. Yeah.
Any chance to buy your, you know, pet a toy, they'll take it.
That's true.
But that's all the questions you have. So you did decent.
Thank you. I tried. I really had no knowledge going into this. And that was very apparent. But I enjoyed that. I actually learned some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And happy early Valentine's Day.
Yep. Happy early Valentine's Day. Bye, guys.
Bye.